Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. I'm Jax.
I'm Sash.
I'm Franco.
We're the brothers and sister you wish you had, always wished you had, and always wanted, and now we're here with you. We come to you, into your ears every few days, and we take your questions, big, small, and otherwise, and we open them up, we read them, we go, hey, can we help you with that?
Don't come in people's ears.
That sounds wrong and
hey,
illegal.
Don't kink shame.
No, I'm not, but you're just offering that up and people might not have wanted it. That's all.
Some people might be into that. You don't know.
I'm sure someone is out there somewhere.
It's not what we should make our podcast about, though, really.
No.
Well, we might get a lot more successful by making our podcast about that. Niche kinks. What about that?
You could use your music a lot more.
Oh, yes, the old... Perfect.
We're still talking about ears, right? Is ears the kink that we're really deciding on?
No.
Well, we're just, you know, we're considering a show about obscure kinks.
Yeah.
Obscure kinks. If you have an obscure kink.
Yeah, let us know.
Can we help you podcast on socials? Can we help you podcast at gmail.com? Send us your obscure kinks. I don't want feet.
Oh, I'd love to
just
read about
the weirder and less common, the better.
Yeah, that could
your
be
feet's
fun.
Your common.
That could
something,
be a fun
something
episode.
Something random.
Also, canwehelpyoupodcast.com so you can stay anonymous. You didn't give that one, Franco.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah. No, that is an option. It'll ask you for your email, but everyone puts Ronnie at ronniemail.ron.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start ronniemail.ron and we could build that as a website. That's our new business.
That sounds like a lot of work. We barely
emails.
Get this done. Imagine starting an email client.
Jax, what's going on in your neck of the woods? You had to delay our start a little bit today.
Yes, so we're recording this a couple of days. I feel like every week now we're recording this a couple of days early because of this or that. This time it's because there's a hurricane alert tropical storm alert for California, Southern California. So everyone was like, oh, what time are we on today? And I was like, just give me a minute. I've got to go out. I've got to do some last minute hurricane preparation. Now, this is – California doesn't get hurricanes.
So I was going to say.
No, hurricane, I didn't think hurricane. So. Hurricane.
Hurricanes. It's the first tropical storm we'll have had since 1939, and it's the first tropical storm watch ever that California has had. So everyone's a little bit unsure what to do, and I've been following the news. I mean, no one's really sure exactly where it's going to go. The news kind of has this, like, trail of, like, where it thinks the eye is going to go. And so we're looking at that and we're like, oh, yeah, it might just kind of go east a bit and miss us. But then I realized that if you look at the actual storm on a map and not the little trail, The storm is big enough to cover the entirety of Southern California.
What?
In wow. one go.
I'm just looking at it now. Yeah, it's a hell of a big storm. Like it's yeah. covering pretty much all of Southern California and then just on up into the next state like it's nothing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so as we're recording this, I think it's just south of Mexico.
Looks like it's just off the coast of Mexico as we are speaking. I've got a live map actually. This is cool.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so I'll let you know if we need to pause if it rapidly approaches you or something. I'll give you a heads up.
I mean, they're saying it's not going to hit properly till tomorrow, but the thing is, no one's really, you know, obviously the East Coast gets lots and lots of them.
Mm.
But over this side of town, no one really is sure what to do. So they've been handing out sandbags. They've been, I think everyone's sort of like, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. We've been doing a lot of shopping today to get supplies. All of the water is gone. We just went up because we thought, oh, let's just get some last minute things. I got some like shelf life milk and things like that. And there's like empty. It feels like we're in the pandemic again. It's empty shelves.
That's what I was going to say because I'm looking now. I'm looking on the LA Times at photos of like Costco and there's just pallets and pallets of water bottles and toilet paper is a big one. It would have been exactly like COVID, right? You went out to buy supplies and so would have everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone else. And I think the thing that's hard is because I was like, what do we do here? And they were like, prepare in case the power goes out for a few days or you might not have water or you might not have. And I was like, I mean, surely not. But you just don't know. The thing I don't have is a torch. And so I'm charging up all my, like, I've got all my devices charging up, my power banks charging up.
Yeah, I was going to say, get your power banks sorted. It's interesting because Australia's big cities don't really get – like we get storms, obviously, and they can be like pretty hectic. But I don't know. I can't think in memory of a time that a storm has like disrupted power for more than a few, maybe a day or two, maybe.
Yeah,
but that's like
a couple hours. Yeah. I think is the most I can remember.
Very extreme. So I haven't really ever been through. I guess the closest I've been through to that is bushfires when I've been in the bush. Mm. But in terms of like big city stuff like that, like. We'll get a storm warning and everyone just goes about their day. Like it's not like go to the shop and buy supplies. I think it's something that happens more in smaller towns and smaller cities in Australia, but definitely not our big cities. It's crazy to think all of California is kind of prepping for something that big.
LA, like this massive city and we're all prepping and the stores today were pandemonium and it's just – you know, I'm not sure what to expect because I know it's going to be tropical, you know, it downgrades from a, you know, it was a category 4, now it's a category 3, then it's a category 2 and it's going to be downgraded, I think, to a tropical storm by the time it hits land where we are.
Mm.
But I'm not sure what to expect because, you know, we get, even though, like, obviously northern Queensland gets lots of cyclones.
Yeah.
But down south, you know, Sydney and Melbourne, we get storms.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure whether this is going to be worse. Like, we get lots of wind in Melbourne. I don't know if this is going to be worse than that or is it am I going to look out tomorrow and be like, oh, what are they complaining
about? Yeah, no, it's just a storm. Like, it's so weird. Yeah. Is everyone being nice to each other? That's one thing that can happen when
everyone
she hits
being
the
nice
fan.
To each other.
Okay, that's good.
I think everyone's a little on edge, but everyone is not being nice to each other.
Good.
I have just seen a headline, which I don't think I've ever seen for something in Australia, but the Navy announced on late Friday that it will send many of its warships out of the San Diego Bay on Saturday to make sure it's easier to manage and secure vessels that need to stay in port when Hurricane Hillary arrives.
Hillary.
So if the Navy's Hillary.
She's coming at you.
If the Navy's all over it, then it's a pretty big deal, I'd say. It's worth buying some extra toilet paper.
They evacuated Catalina Island, everyone's left Catalina Island, gone to Long Beach I don't know, the city, I'm seeing on Instagram, the city's like, I was like not too concerned about it, but then I'm like, oh, the city of, you know, where I live, it's like, the city is handing out sandbags, and then it's like 3 hours later, the city has almost run out of sandbags, and I was like, oh. It's just like I don't know. Is this going to be a thing, or I don't know? I guess by the time this comes out, we'll know.
Has your work told you to work? Like, you know, I know you work from home a lot anyway, but have you had the directive to not come to work?
No, we don't normally go into the office anyway, but so there hasn't been any particular directive come through. But I don't know. I don't know if people are expected to go to work. I know that there's a lot of places that aren't opening on Monday in case of the hurricane. Won't be opening tomorrow in case you know, whatever happens. I think it's set to go right through like the deserty areas, and a lot of those places get like a couple of mils of rain every summer, and now they're going to get like
a torrential downpour.
20 mils of rain or something.
Yeah, wow. Well, we hope everyone stays safe, including you, Jax. I'm sure, well, no, I have no idea, but I'm sure everyone will be fine eventually. That's not very reassuring.
Everyone will be fine eventually. No promises for tomorrow, but eventually.
No, but eventually. I'm just planning to stay inside all day. I'm just like, oh, well, that's where we sort of got food. We got a lot of snacks. My concern is if the power goes out, because we don't have gas. Our like stove is electric.
Oh.
And so if the power goes out, then we're living on
cereal.
We're living on cereal with shelf life milk and chips.
Yeah.
Until the power comes back.
Also, don't open and close your fridge a lot. Maybe get an Esky with some ice in it, because that's another problem, is if your power's out and you've got food in the fridge, it'll keep for a couple of days if you keep the door shut. But obviously, you know, if you're getting stuff in and out, it's another story. Yeah.
And that's the hard thing. If the power does go out, it's like you don't know when it's come back on. Like if you know that it's like coming back on in a few hours, you're like, oh, I just grabbed something out of the fridge. But who knows? It could be back in an hour. It could be back in days.
It's pretty wild being somewhere with no power when you can't leave. During the 2019-2020 bushfires, we were on the south coast and the power went out, and you're in a small beachside village. A lot of the houses around there have generators, but my parents didn't, because it was a holiday house at the time. And yeah, we didn't know. We could not leave because the roads were closed, because the fires were burning over the roads, and we were just stuck. And at my parents' house, because they're on tank water, water runs off the electricity. So your toilets, your showers, your drinking water, we had to go out to the water tank with a bucket and fill up the bucket and like pour water down the toilet to try and flush it, drink out of the tank, like directly out of the tank. It's gone through a filtration system by that point. It was clean and fine, but we ended up rationing. We were down to rations. We were rationing out packet noodles, and there was no coffee, there was no milk. It was
no coffee.
We even drove to like a few so we could get into the nearest town. Everywhere was sold out of everything or closed, because people had bought up everything. So we I can look at it now and kind of, and you know, at the time, I think Australians are pretty resilient. You kind of just go, okay, well, this is the situation we're in. We had some go bags. We could get down to the beach if the fire came to us. Yeah. Thank God it didn't. But, yeah, we just played board games and drank whatever wine we had left, a couple of beers, went to bed early. Like, you just kind of do what you got to do.
I stocked up on board games in case the power goes out.
Good call. Candles? Have you got candles?
Candles, got some candles.
Good, good, good.
As an Australian, we're used to bushfires. We're used to, you know, I mean, I'm sure the people in northern Queensland are like, oh, what are you complaining about?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, as people who live in the southern parts of Australia, we're kind of used to, you know, bad-ish storms, but not used to
a
tropical storm, hurricane watch, alert.
Yeah. So, when's it due to make landfall?
They reckon tomorrow, so today's Saturday that we're recording this, Saturday night. So Sunday it's going to hit us and then kind of go through Sunday into Monday. And they reckon by the end of Monday we should be out of the woods. So,
okay. Well, keep us posted. We'll be thinking of you.
Luck.
Yep. I'm sure you guys will be fine. Hopefully it's completely downgraded by the time it makes landfall and it's just a bit of a nasty storm that washes through. But yeah, good luck to everyone who's. Well, I guess by the time this comes out, it would have all happened.
I hope everyone's doing okay now. I hope everyone's got the power back.
Yep.
I had no idea. When you said, I've got to go to the shop to get hurricane stuff, I went, what are you talking about? What hurricane? I had no idea. I haven't seen anything about it. To be honest, it's Sunday here, so I haven't been in the news cycle for the last 2 days, so maybe that's why. But, all the best. You'll be right. She'll be right, mate.
She'll be right, mate.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have a question here from Ronnie. Now, Ronnie got in touch
via
email. Sure enough, I'm going to start reading out the fake emails. This one wrote Ronathy, R-O-N-A-T-H-Y @gmail.com. Thank you, Ronathy.
What else is Ronnie short for?
Ronathy.
Ronathy.
I thought it was Ronathy all along.
Ronald.
I thought it was Ronaldina.
Ronaldina.
Yeah.
And thank you to the listeners who have been paying their listener tax. This one actually is subject line listener tax, so thank you.
Well, thank you. And remember, your taxes are due.
They are
and
due.
And you are completely, almost legally, almost obligated to send us a question. If you listen to this podcast, it's part of the deal. We give you the answers and you ask the questions.
Yeah. Correct.
You're compelled to ask. So.
You are compelled. Don't make us send you your
summons.
Yeah, there we go. That's the word. Your summons.
Yeah.
Don't make us. Yeah. Send the lawyers.
Yep. CanWeHelpYouPodcast.com is the easiest way to do it. Ronnie writes, "Hi team and Jax."
Oh.
Hello, Ronnie.
Excuse you, Ronnie.
I currently volunteer weekly at a dog shelter in Melbourne, as I have always loved dogs but haven't had the space or money for one for a while. My partner and I are now in a position to adopt a small to medium-sized dog and get one of those sad doggos out of the cages at the shelter. However, we really love to travel. Will this make traveling significantly harder to the point where I shouldn't bother adopting? And if I was to adopt, what dog would you recommend? I'm not into small yappy dogs like Pomeranians. Thanks a lot, Ronnie. Ronnie, good on you for volunteering.
It's not well easy done,
seeing
Ronnie.
Pups in those conditions, and shelters do the absolute best that they can. But a lot of dogs get really stressed out in those environments, which is, you know, completely understandable. So good for you, Ronnie. Well done. I love that you're in a position to adopt now. However, I do hear you on the traveling front. Now,
the old travel front.
Yeah.
We're really lucky. In Melbourne, we found it really hard because my last dog was super anxious, didn't really like humans, except for Shane and I and a couple of family members.
Wasn't he on Xanax?
Yeah. He was on Prozac. He was on Prozac and he got a lot of training and we got to a point where we knew how to look after him the best for him, but it made it really, really hard to go places. And unfortunately, a lot of shelter dogs are traumatized or have had really bad experiences or might have separation anxiety. Like, you've got to prepare yourself for that when adopting a shelter dog and be prepared to put the work in. It doesn't mean that they're ruined. It just means that they might take a little bit of extra work. And I will just say, puppies are a nightmare. Having a puppy is like having a newborn baby. They're crazy. They bite
it's
and chew everything. People like undersell getting dogs so much, but puppies in particular, sometimes a shelter dog is the best option because they come in and they're toilet trained and they know how to eat and all that, and then you just happy days.
The thing with a baby is that at least you can put a nappy on it, but you can't put a nappy on a dog.
You can, and I have seen it. I don't condone it, but people do it.
I don't know about that.
Crumpet would literally, I would be downstairs with him, take him out to the toilet, bring him upstairs, and we'd be like in the bedroom on the bed, and I'd be like getting ready to go to sleep, or I'd be getting changed or whatever, and he'd be walking around the bed, and all of a sudden he'd just start peeing. And I'm like, I literally just took you outside. And
just doesn't
might
get
I
the
make
message.
The point, I'm sorry, I'm going to get on my soapbox. They're learning. Do not punish a dog that has had an accident in the house because they're still trying to – Crumpet's perfectly house trained now. Just took him a good 6 months.
You say no, you take them out, but don't punish them.
And you should reward them a lot when they pee outside or poop outside. You can give them treats. You go, yay, woo, and then they figure out that it's like a great thing to do that. I mean,
you don't know. They might just be copying you when you pee on the bed. They're
point.
Why can't I do that?
Never thought of it that way.
That's why you should always pick the dog out before you do anything with a partner or with peeing on the bed.
Every time I pee on the bed, I make sure to kick Crumpet out now.
There we go.
We're really lucky. We, like I said, in Melbourne, it was hard. We didn't have family. We couldn't really leave him with any of our friends because I felt bad for them having to look after a weirdo like Jack. Crumpet is a very social, friendly little pup. And luckily, he really likes going to my auntie and uncle's, and they don't have any pets. And so whenever we go away, we leave him with my auntie and uncle. They have like a townhouse with a yard. He's going to be with them while we're in Europe for a month. So we're really, really lucky. That's my first suggestion. Do you have family or friends who are happy to take your dog while you travel? If that's the case, get a dog. Absolutely. It's not like you can travel. You're not going to be traveling, you know, every week. If you travel once every few months, that's totally fine to leave your dog with someone for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The other option, Ronnie, community groups. I'm part of a community group called Inner West Dogs, and there's lots of people who actually post there and go, hey, like I'm a student, I can't have a dog because I live with my parents or whatever. Like if you ever need like free house sitting and dog sitting, obviously you have to vet these people, make sure that they're legit and not freaks who want to steal your shit. But, you know, there'll be people out there who will look after your dog for free. Alternatively, there are also paid sites. There's a bunch. If you type in pet sitting Sydney or Melbourne or whatever, you'll get a bunch of websites. I haven't used any personally, so I can't personally recommend any. Oh, actually, that's a lie. I did sign up with Mad Paws, and that seemed quite easy. However, it was quite expensive. That's another option.
I've used Mad Paws before, and it was fine. Yeah, it was expensive. Yeah. If you have unlimited funds, shouldn't be an issue, Ronnie. But yeah, the other option is like you can use some of these sites and get, you know, a dog sitter for a weekend and start to kind of put together a community of people and places that your dog knows and can go to, and then maybe you can just kind of chat to them for longer term arrangements. Yeah. And once you've kind of met these people, it might be a bit easier.
Yeah. I used to love, when I was still living at home, I used to love house sitting for my auntie and uncle. They had cats, so that was easier. Just, you know, stay there and feed the cats and whatever. But if you have young relatives, you know, in their late teens or early 20s who might still be living at home but want to play house for a couple of weeks, that's a really great option as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because then you don't have to pay them. You've got someone looking after your house and you've got someone looking after your dog, which is, you know, triple threat.
It is a pretty good deal.
Honestly, the fact that we travel so much is, I mean, we can't, as in the terms of our lease, we can't get a dog anyway, but the fact that we travel so much has stopped us from getting a dog because it just, you know, and look, we're in a different country. We don't have family who can look after the dog. And it can be a big ask. I mean, even if your dog's really well trained, it can still be a big ask to ask friends to,
absolutely,
you know, dog sit. Unless you have really good friends who just absolutely adore your dog, which, you know, I mean, that can happen too. But otherwise it can be a big ask. So I'm sort of like, we'd love to get a dog. But, I mean, firstly, apartment living with a dog, it feels like a lot more work than non-apartment living with a dog.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God, it is.
But we've got the grass mat on our balcony, so we don't have to take him out to go to the loo.
See, when we moved in here, we tried the grass mat and the dog just was not having it. So, yeah, I usually go out at, you know, sometime between 10 o'clock and 1 a.m. every night to just take the dog out before I go to bed.
Have you heard of pheromone spray?
I have.
Have you tried it?
Going to Bunnings and getting the grass things and like setting it up on the balcony and all of that sort of thing is so much effort for something that might not work. Like I complain, but I'm fine going out.
I'm going to give you a 95% chance it'll work. AstroTurf, you can get a square for $20. It's $20. the pheromone spray you get from Pet Barn or Pet Stock or whatever your pet shop is near you. Because Crumpet wouldn't go when we moved here. And then I went and got that. And within a day, he was peeing out there, and he's consistently done it ever since. Really easy. I've got some. When we've got to swap something, when I'm happy to give you our one because we don't need it anymore. I've got a huge bottle. I'm more than happy to give you ours, and you can give it a go.
Jeez, for the people who aren't in the loop, that sounds incredibly strange.
Okay, well, we should probably clarify that then. And it actually concerns a Ronnie. We had a Ronnie reach out to us with a question about a job they were in, and they were working at a stadium in the US. And we're like, what stadium? And da-da-da. Ronnie got back in touch with us and offered to send us jerseys from the team that plays at his stadium. I'm not going to say it because I think Ronnie was a bit cagey with the thing, but a very well-known sport team in the world. I was very excited when I opened it.
Oh,
anyway,
I know this team and I don't follow any American sports.
No. Ronnie sent Jax 3 jerseys with our last names on them, which is amazing. This was months ago, and when Jax's mum came to the States, Jax gave his mum our jerseys so that she could send them from Australia. However, she sent Franco my jersey and Franco's jersey to me.
And thank you, Mama Veggie, for the
thank
effort.
Thank you, Mama Veg.
But yeah, just yep. slight little. Just little a little mix up. Hiccup. That's all right.
Close,
but no cigar. So that is what we have to swap.
So
we're gonna
meet up and swap, and I'll get some pheromones off you too.
Beautiful. Oh,
Ronnie. Back to Ronnie. Just the other point I want to make is, if you are not prepared, if you have, because this is the thing, right? If you're adopting a dog, you don't know how they're going to be when you get them home. It's the same as when you buy a dog. You don't know what they're going to be. They've got their little personalities. And if you bring this dog home and it is not okay with being left, and you end up feeling guilty for traveling or like you can't travel and you're not prepared to take on that sacrifice for a dog,
yeah,
then don't do it. Don't do it, because then you're going to have to rehome the thing, or your dog is going to be neglected and be really sad, and it'll probably make you feel really sad too, because you obviously care about dogs since you work in a shelter. But you do have to kind of – I really do think having a dog is similar to having a kid, where it's like, if you care enough about that dog, it changes how you do things. It changes how you go out. It changes how long you can go out for.
It's almost worse than a kid, because at least a kid grows up and they become independent. A dog –
yeah,
is
never.
Reliant on you for its entire life. So a kid, like, you get a kid who's, you know, socially anxious and has attachment issues. Once they get to about 13 or 14, they're probably going to be sweet, right? They're going to be fine. They get independent, you know. At worst case, 18, right? That dog, I mean, if that dog's got attachment issues, it's going to have attachment issues until it shuffles off this mortal coil.
Yeah.
And however long that's going to be. And you have to feed it every day for all of those years. It's not like, again, kids, they get to a certain age, you're like, oh, go make yourself a sandwich. Not with dogs.
Mm-mm.
Almost worse than kids in terms of the commitment required.
Yeah, it is. And
I mean, you can
leave
a kid. You can leave a kid with a parent or a friend or a grandparent or whatever, and they're like, "Oh yes, I'd love to spend time with your kid. Of course, I'll take them for the weekend. You go off on a date weekend." Dogs, no. People, unless you have a very, very particular type of person, they're going to be like, "Oh my god, do I really have to look after the fucking dog again?"
No, I disagree. I think that if you have close family and or friends, it's pretty easy to find someone to mind a dog for a night or for a weekend. You can also
harder
go
than
out.
A kid though.
Oh, I disagree. I think dogs
are
probably easier. Yeah, easier to look after compared to a kid, because you feel a lot more pressure when you're looking after someone else's kid. You're like, oh, well, that's
true. There is you need to make sure they stay alive, because the thing about kids at a certain age, at least, they are often just trying to put themselves in danger, and dogs are a bit more chill than that.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I think I really do genuinely think having a dog is like having a child. I'm not saying I am, you know, people
for
get
reference,
really uppity.
None of the three hosts of this podcast have children, and sorry to any parents out there who think that we are completely wrong.
I don't care. I think they just haven't experienced dog ownership. When you have a dog that you really, really care about, some people have dogs as window dressings. I have a dog because I love my dog and it's a part of my family. I do genuinely think it's similar to having a kid. So, with that said, Ronnie, if you're prepared to make that commitment and, you know, potentially have to cut back on your travel and you're not willing and you don't want to do that, that's fine. That's totally fine if you don't want to do that. But don't get a dog. Like, just don't do it. It's mean to the dog and it's mean to you because you'll end up having a shitty time as well.
I think the other option, though, with Ronnie, you know, being at, like, working at the shelter, is that you might have the option, or you might get lucky and find a relatively young dog that might still be a puppy, that you've got the option then to, you know, adopt the dog and get it used to going to different places very quickly. So go to your friend's place where it might, you know, stay overnight or something. And if you get it used to that very early on, then when you go to Europe for a month, it's not as hard.
The other thing I'm sure, Ronnie, you could do through your shelter is foster. So you can take them home and look after them, and they live with you for weeks, potentially months. And you can then decide to adopt it. If it fits in with your lifestyle and it's going to be a great dog and a great companion, then you can decide to adopt it. Maybe that's the way to go to see if, you know, the dog is going to fit in with your lifestyle.
Just don't get a cat.
No, don't Love get cats. A cat.
No. Don't get a cat.
Don't do it.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening to the Can We Help You podcast. As always, you can get in touch with us if you have a unique or niche kink or fetish. If you have a question, if you have a comment, right. If you have feedback.
I forgot about that for a second.
If you have, I don't know, you just want to chat. If you're lonely, if you're without power during a hurricane and you're like, what can I do? Send us a question at canwehelpyoupodcast or canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Correct.
And you'll find us there.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And we'll be back in a few days and we'll get an update on how Jax went through Hurricane Hillary. Hill dog.
Stay tuned for the Hill Dog update.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.